Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, February 12th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. Impeachment Part 2, the fiasco, dominating Washington. Six Republican senators siding with all the Democrats in the Senate to say the proceedings are constitutional. And so we are watching them unfold in the Senate. Each side is presenting 16 hours of evidence to determine whether President Trump intended to incite a riot and dispatch his supporters to stop the electoral process. For the hate Trump crowd, this is their final shot at the former president. The network and cable news operations covered most of the events in their entirety. An amazing waste of time. What did we learn? That Democrats despise President Trump and want to humiliate him? I think I knew that. I hope the trial winds up on Monday and we can move ahead because this country has major problems. In better news, the USA now reporting the lowest level of COVID infections since early October. America has already vaccinated 45 million people since the medicine became available earlier this year. More Americans have now received at least one dose than have tested positive for the virus since the pandemic began. States leading the way for inoculations include California, Texas, Florida, and New York, the most populated places. Looking ahead, next week, President Biden will participate in a televised town hall on CNN. The big question for Mr. Biden must be, hey, Mr. President, what exactly is the problem with getting the vaccine to the folks? Is it manufacturing, distribution? Please explain. I am a simple man. That is a simple question. It should be asked. And we all assume Biden will blame everything on Donald Trump, but the question remains, what is the holdup? Another major story, the rapid rise in gas prices. They are up 35 cents since Inauguration Day, a gallon, all across the country. That's hurting working people, is it not? In New York City and Long Island, a gallon went from $2.05 in late December to $2.50 the first week in February, a 21% bump in 6 weeks, and I'm predicting gas prices will go to more than $3. Why? Because of the global warming fight. More impeachment coverage next week. Check it out on BillO'Reilly.com over the weekend. Coming up, my message of the day. Listeners, sound off. Right back. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners, sound off. We do this every Friday. If you'd like to get in on the action, you can write me, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com. Pose your question, name and town, if you wish to opine. First one comes from Zaina in Trivoli, Illinois. Bill, I think Democrats, big tech, and others have two objectives with impeachment. First, they want to sway public opinion, as they successfully did. Second, and most important, they want to divide the Republicans. They have outsmarted the Republicans. I don't think, Zaina, it's a matter of outsmarting. It's just taking an opportunity that President Trump gave the Trump haters and the Democratic Party by not being disciplined enough after the election. Mr. Trump said and tweeted a lot of things that are now coming back to batter him. The Republican Party is, according to Gallup, taking a hit, but that's short term. Once the impeachment thing subsides, that should be next week, I don't think this is going to have a long-term effect on our political system. Noreen, Little Rock, Arkansas. No investigations equals no evidence. Attorney General Barr openly said there was fraud in the election. So if there's known fraud, why hasn't anyone been charged and prosecuted? Because the states, Noreen, don't really want to do that. And the federal government under Joe Biden is never going to investigate the election of 2020. But it is in the individual states where fraud should be adjudicated, because it did happen. Now, I don't believe it happened to the extent that an election should be overturned. I could be wrong, but I have seen no evidence that that was the case. However, as Mr. Barr pointed out and you mentioned, there was fraud. So let's get to the bottom of it. Chris in Cape Coral, Florida. Bill, your claim on today's radio update that there has been no thorough forensic and data-driven analysis of the election is interesting. You must be aware of Mike Lindell's Absolute Proof broadcast. Have you seen it? I have not. Mr. Lindell is a private citizen, Chris. Remember that. So his work has not been vetted. It has not been cross-examined. And he does not have the authority or the resources to really get into proving massive fraud. He's a private citizen, and he is in perfect position to give his opinion. I don't mind him producing the documentary, but it would never be used in a court of law, and that's what you need, all right? So forensic and analytics have to be done by either the states or the federal government to really mean anything. Sean, Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin. Will President Biden defund the space program? No, I do not believe he will, but it's not going to get a lot of attention. He's much more interested in global warming and opening the borders to millions of people to come here. James is in Concord, New Hampshire. Bill, I just donated to thespeechmovement.org. I encourage all listeners to give what you can. Speechmovement.org, a new organization designed to fight the cancel culture. Speechmovement, one word, .com. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I put that message together. If you disagree, let me hear from you in a moment, something you might not know. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. The left in America is celebrating as big tech companies work to rid social media of Donald Trump and his supporters. The cancel culture phenomenon is vicious and vividly on display. Facebook, Twitter, Google, all scrubbing their networks of conservative voices who push back against the progressive agenda. Question climate change? You're a bigot. Oppose a national minimum wage of 15 bucks an hour? You hate poor people. Since the Capitol Hill incursion on January 6th, Twitter alone has purged 30,000 accounts that question the 2020 election results. Other victims include Republican Senators Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz, President Trump, Rudy Giuliani, MyPillow guy Mike Lindell, Lou Dobbs, many others. Major corporations like Amazon, Disney, Walmart, AT&T, Verizon, and Best Buy have suspended all political donations to Republican lawmakers who voted to delay the election certification. Now, the only way America is going to overcome the cancel culture is for good people to get involved. For example, there is a new movement forming right now to actively oppose censorship. It is called the Free Speech Movement, and you might check out its website, speechmovement.org. The group is, quote, a movement for all Americans who believe in the freedom of expression. We will promote political candidates who support free speech for every American. We will call on voters to reject any politician who opposes free speech. We will expose all corporations who support canceling voices they do not agree with, unquote. That, again, is from speechmovement.org. And here's something else you might not know. Many Americans are getting fed up with the cancel crowd. According to a new survey from YouGov, 56% of adults say the concept of somebody being fired, marginalized, shunned, or boycotted because of speech is a, quote, big problem in America, and it is. back after this.
An offer of securities is only made by the NRIA Private Placement Memorandum. Read it first. Past performance does not guarantee future results. NRIA is a real estate development firm. Learn more at NRIA.net.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.